down goes Kobe.
No.
Suffered a knee injury, same leg, out 6 weeks. Kobe tweeted, hashtag broken, not beaten. Lakers did win the game, beat the Grizzlies. OKC unbeaten, still at home. They beat the Bulls by 12. G-State blew a double-digit lead. Spurs took them out by 2. LeBron is King James, number one in jersey sales. In the NFL, no word on AR's status for the Packers. Of course, it's a must-win game taking on the Steelers this weekend. The decision is to come today. He was limited yesterday in practice. Y'all already know. They trying to win the NFC North. AR will play.
He
will play. No, now, I mean, I wouldn't be against Matt Flynn going because he had a good couple of games.
But they playing the Steelers. Steelers on the uptick.
Yeah, but again, by being the Steelers, do you really want AR to take a hit from the Steelers? I don't know. We'll see. I think he has to play. Peyton Manning may have to try to do it again without Wes Welker. Didn't go well last week. That was an L. Well, Wes not cleared to play against the Texans. I like Peyton Manning them to still take that one. Cowboys and Indians on Sunday. Of course, I'm rooting for the Redskins. It's a must-win game for Dallas. So of course, Cowboys, I'm going to go ahead and jump out there. They will lose one of the last two games. Of course, Britt is very excited about that. That would mean
the
Eagles will win the division. I do have them losing one of the two. I don't know if it's going to be against the Redskins Sunday or if it'll be against the Eagles in that head-up matchup, but they will drop one or the other.
Safe bet is saying both.
And you know what? That is definitely possible. Now, Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator in D.C., feeling some kind of way because he told reporters, listen, that whole rumor that I'm trying to leave my daddy, listen, we came here in 2010 with one mission to win, and we're going to continue to do that until you don't want me here anymore. But, of course, the real rumor is the only situation that would allow his father to stay would be him leaving.
See you, Kyle.
Yeah, he has to go. Big game in the AFC. The Ravens hosting the Patriots. A lot riding on this game. And Hernandez took a double hit. First, the family of Odin Lloyd, they filed a wrongful death lawsuit against him, causing the courts to seize his mansion.
Wow.
To make it even worse, the Patriots are now refusing to pay him over $3 million in bonus money.
Wow.
Just to make it clear, I'm rooting for the Ravens. Make it clear. I mean, you know, you got to think your boy Tom Brady, he's not dealing with too many weapons on this one. So he can still pull it out, but I'm rooting for the Ravens. I'm rooting for Cam Newton hosting the Saints. Yeah, listen, Cam Newton, you know what? He said he would love the revenge. Of course, it's a lot riding on this one with a win. They would be actually one win away from locking up the division and a bye. Cam said, yo, really, we're not even really thinking that far ahead. We want to do something about that butt whooping that they gave us the other day. Speaking of doing something, Cam Newton and his foundation took care of 20 kids. Look, get this. Gave them Under Armour backpacks, gave them Beats by Dre, a T-shirt, and also a $150 shopping spree to Dick's Sporting Goods. That's a good look. Tis the season, you know what I mean? Also, from what I understand, this foundation also gave up like three $25,000 scholarships as well. So that's real big. Super Ken with the sports, straight from the streets.